Anyway, Mark, look, let's look at this month's chemistry stories. So what's this about food and acrylamide? What's acrylamide?
Yeah, this is the next chapter, if you like, in a really interesting story that's been running for 5 years. This week, scientists published the first study that's ever confirmed a long-proposed link between a compound called acrylamide and cancer. Now, acrylamide might sound kind of a scary thing, but it's actually fairly common in very small amounts in an awful lot of food. It's produced whenever you make food that goes toasty. Anything that you're making that, if you like, has a nice brown crispiness to it.
And tastes good,
unfortunately. Then it's got acrylamide in it. It's generated by this reaction called the Maillard reaction. And it's basically a reaction between certain types of amino acid and some sugars. And it really kicks into action above 120 degrees. You particularly find it in things like crisps and biscuits and pastries and things like that and chips. So it's all that good stuff. This study basically involved 62,000 women that were monitored in Holland over 11 years. So it's quite a substantial study. And what the scientists found was that if they had high levels of acrylamide in their diet, that effectively doubled their risk of developing womb or ovarian cancer. Now, that sounds a little scary, but the levels of risk for those cancers are extremely low. So even doubling the risk doesn't mean there's huge swathes of people dying from intaking fried food and things
but
like that.
But should they, at the same time, the take-home message that they should pick up from this story is eat less of it then?
Well, Cancer Research UK were very quick this week to sort of reassure women that they shouldn't be scared by these findings. But ultimately, the advice has to be that if you are concerned by these sorts of things, it's yet another reason, really, to try and eat more fruit and vegetables and less fried food.
Oh, well, let's hope so, because I quite like my fried food, although in moderation, of course.
In moderation.
Now, if you eat a lot of fried food, though, one thing it will do is clog your arteries up. And in recent years, scientists and doctors have begun to unblock arteries with angioplasty. This is threading a catheter into the blocked artery and inflating a balloon to open it. And then they started adding stents, these frames that you can deploy inside the artery to keep it propped open. What's the story on that now?
Well, this is quite interesting. Like you said, stents have been used as they're kind of like little bits of scaffolding that you put inside blocked arteries to hold them open. But over the last year, some concerns have been rising about stents, fears that they may increase the risk of clotting. Although a lot of the stents are coated, if you like, the threads of metal are coated in a polymer which releases anti-clotting drugs when they're in the body. These don't last for very long. They tend to wear out. And so in longer term studies, people are starting to see problems with these things. But we had a correspondent go to the Materials Research Society meeting in America a couple of weeks ago, where there's two new developments, really interesting developments in making stents. One of them effectively creates a rubber ball. Rather than using this sort of metal framework, it creates a rubber ball, an elongated rubber ball with effectively a metal spring inside it. And it's the polymer itself that the ball is made out of, which stops clotting and ensures that you can have the stent inside the body for much longer. These have been tested so far in pigs and rats, and it seems to make a substantial difference in terms of their effectiveness. The other issue, the other piece of research which came up, which was particularly interesting, is one of the problems with this, of course, is that you have a metal coil inside this holding it into shape. Scientists are now working on so-called shape memory polymers, which will pack up tightly at room temperature at about 20 degrees into a tiny thread. But when they actually get into the body, the body temperature, which is higher than room temperature, makes them unfurl into their own scaffolding. So there's no metal required. And what that means is that it doesn't stress the arteries quite as much when you're actually putting in there. They effectively expand to fit into the arteries a lot cleaner.
Thank you very much. That sounds exciting. Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Peplow. He's the editor of Chemistry World, which is the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry. They're based in Cambridge. Thank you very much. They're on the web at chemistryworld.org.